Welcome to the Lest We Forget program, coming to you from Abilene, Texas. This is your Bible teacher, Joe Temple, speaking. And as we prepare to open the Word of God today, let us bow our heads together and ask God to help us in our study of the Word. Our Father, we are grateful today that we can come to you in the name of the Savior, acknowledging that our unrighteousness is evident, but that our righteousness is in Christ overshadows that. We thank you that Christ has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and redemption, and boldly we can come to the throne of grace to make our wants and our wishes known to thee. We are needy creatures. We ask, dear Lord, that thou will look upon us today and meet our individual needs as thou dost see them to be. And then we ask, our Father, that thou wilt open the Word of God today, that we might be able to behold wondrous things out of thy law. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. We are studying together the Gospel of Matthew, particularly chapters 5, 6, and 7. And we are discussing at the moment the paragraph which begins with verse 1 of Matthew 7, which reads, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, the beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt certainly see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." These verses of Scripture we have read in your hearing emphasize to us the awesome responsibility of criticizing others. Today, without reviewing what we have already discussed with you, we want to continue our discussion by recognizing that there would not be as much criticism as there is if we recognize the awesome responsibility we assume when we criticize. But not only that, if we recognize as well the very inconsistency of our criticizing any Christian brother. Notice what is recorded in verse 3 again. "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye?" Now, there's an interesting play of words in the original text, as far as this third verse is actually concerned. And if we look at them, we might learn the exceeding inconsistency of criticizing others. Notice the word mote. That word is the translation of the Greek word karphos, which is translated by the word splinter. Now get the picture. Here is a man who has a little splinter in his eye. And to emphasize the seriousness of criticism, the Holy Spirit of God selects the word beam to describe what is in the other man's eye. The word beam is the translation of the Greek word dokon, which is translated by the word rafter, like you have in the attics of your home, or by the word joist, upon which the floors of your home are placed, if you have wooden floors. Now, do you see the tremendous contrast? In the eye of one individual is a splinter. In the eye of this other individual over there, there's a rafter. One wants to deal with the other. He would say, well, of course, the consistent thing would be for the man with the splinter to help the man with the 2x4, with the beam, with the joist. But that isn't what happens. In the third verse, we are told that the man with the 2x4, the beam, tries to get the splinter out of the other man's eye. And the very suggestion is ludicrous. I believe the Holy Spirit has placed it here in such vivid contrast that we might realize how utterly out of keeping with our Christian testimony is a critical spirit for any one of us, whoever we might be. The inconsistency of a man with a 2x4 in his eye being concerned about a man with a splinter in his eye is further emphasized by the words, the verbs, rather, that are used in the text. Look at the word beholdest. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? The word beholdest is the translation of the Greek word blepo, which means to gaze. You know, sometimes, if we haven't done everything we should be doing, and someone stares at us a little longer than they ought to, we get uncomfortable. And maybe if they are members of the family or someone we know reasonably well, we would say to them, "What are you looking at me for? I didn't do anything." Sometimes they're not looking at us, really. They're just looking in our direction. And actually, we may be the farthest thing from their thinking. But we haven't been all we ought to be, so we get a little uncomfortable. "What are you looking at me for?" Well, it's not a bad suggestion with the 2x4 and the splinter involved. It's not a bad suggestion because the text that's really has its thrust in the word beholdest is something that speaks to our hearts. The individual with the 2x4 in his eye is looking at that splinter in his brother's eye almost without interruption. And naturally, it would provide some discomfort. But oh, the inconsistency of it all. Spending time looking at splinters. Notice the word considerest, if you will, and recognize that it is a translation of the Greek word katanoio, which means to observe fully. "Why," says the Spirit of God in this passage of Scripture, "are you spending all of your time gazing at a splinter when you have not really observed, you have not observed fully, you do not consider the 2x4 that is in your own eye?" Oh, the consistency of the criticism of others. If we wanted to read this verse that we are talking about, keeping in mind the amplifying meanings of the words which we've suggested to you, we might read it this way. "Why do you gaze at the splinter that is in your brother's eye and have not observed fully the rafter that is in your own eye?" I say to you, my friend, before you enter in to the practice of criticism, it might be wise for you to recognize the inconsistency of such a practice and realize that it is a foolish waste of time. Think with me now. The suggestion in the very portion of the word that is before us is that critics usually are guilty of a greater sin than the subject of their criticism. And that is sad, very sad indeed, and yet it is true. A man with a 2x4 in his eye is certainly in worse condition than a man with a splinter in his eye. The inconsistency of such a practice is certainly something for us to keep in mind if we are going to be on guard against the criticism into which we fall so very often. Now, the third thing that I would like for you to consider with me about this subject of criticism, the awesome responsibility, we've thought about that, the very ridiculousness of the idea of criticism. And now I would like for you to think with me about something else. And I'm going to express it in one word: inability. The inability for any of us to adequately take up splinters when there are beams in our own eyes. Notice verse 4 again. "Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold a beam that is in thine own eye?" Can you get the picture? I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit of God has done as he has done in this chapter and presented the whole subject from the idea of the ludicrousness of the practice, the foolishness of it. Can you visualize a 2x4 sticking out of your eye? Literally now, try to visualize it. A 2x4 sticking out of your eye, enabling you to get close enough to someone else's eye to pull out a mere splinter? Somehow, this could be illustrated, I suppose, with puppets, and I think you would see the idea. How close can I get to my hand if my finger is stuck out and I can't get close to it? What God is saying in this portion of the Word of God is that if you, as a believer, are going to accept the responsibility for criticism, you must recognize the need of getting rid of the 2x4 before you worry about the splinter. You can't even enter into this matter of restoration without doing something about the 2x4. And God is emphasizing that when he reminds you that there is a need for confession. And that leads me to suggest to you as the last thing that we'll have time to think about today, and that is the remedy for the criticism. It's given for the sin of criticism. It's given there in verse 5, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Now, if I were to come to you and tell you that I'd had an experience of seeing some trees put in front of a house, and those trees begin to walk down the middle of the street, you would say, just something's wrong with a fellow that would say strange thing like that. But that's the message the Holy Spirit wants you to have. He wants you to see that your criticism of Christians as an individual is as foolish as any story I might tell about walking trees and all the trouble that that can cause. And that's the reason why that the way we get rid of the beam that is in our own eye is to rest upon the promise of the Word of God in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dear one, let us avoid criticism at all costs.